You're listening to a bonus episode preview available to all Drift Off Premium members. You can listen to the whole story and other episodes while enjoying ad-free listening by becoming a premium member at driftoff.supercast.com, or you can find the link in the show notes. That's driftoff.supercast.com. Welcome to Drift Off, bedtime stories to help you unwind, relax, and drift off. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Joanne, and it's a pleasure helping you get restful sleep. You may have noticed that I don't have ads on the podcast. That's because I want this space to be restful. And instead of reading ads, I'd much rather read you a relaxing bedtime story. That's why I created this podcast, to offer you a calming listening experience where nothing else is needed of you. Only a quiet space where your imagination can be free to drift off far, far away from your daily obligations and to help you ease into a restful night's sleep. So if you're enjoying the show and want to support the podcast so we can continue making more sleepy bedtime stories, check out our premium membership, where you can enjoy intro-free episodes. You'll have access to 2 bonus episodes per month, a monthly guided relaxation to help you get sleepy, and as of most recently, you'll have access to the entire audiobook Little House in the Big Woods, over 3.5 hours of continuous storytelling to help you drift off. You can sign up today at driftoff.supercast.com or see the link in the show notes. That's driftoff.supercast.com. Tonight's storytelling is called The Story of an Invitation by Canadian author Lucy Maud Montgomery. This story is about 2 girls named Bertha and Grace who are roommates at a boarding school. They couldn't be more different. Bertha is lively and popular, while Grace, on the other hand, is shy and serious. She keeps mostly to herself. Despite their differences in character, the girls become very close friends and are looking forward to their summer vacation. Bertha will be going to spend time with her Aunt Meg, while Grace, who has no family, is planning to work at Mr. Clark's bookstore over the summer holiday. Bertha feels sad for her best friend, who has a dull summer planned, and so she decides to invite Grace to spend the summer with her aunt in her place. Not only does Grace have the most wonderful time, but the most amazing thing happens that will change her life forever. And so, as always, my friend, take a moment to settle in comfortably into your sleep space. Feel the softness of the pillows and blankets. Feeling all comfy and cozy as the day now comes to an end. Take a full, comfortable breath. And as you exhale, relax and let go. Allow any tension to just melt away, sinking deeper and deeper down into your bed. It is time to unwind. It is time to rest now. There is nothing else to do and nowhere else to be. So just lay back, relax, and enjoy the story. Bertha Sutherland hurried home from the post office and climbed the stairs of her boarding house to her room on the third floor. Her roommate, Grace Maxwell, was sitting on the divan by the window, looking out into the twilight. A year ago, Bertha and Grace had come to Dartmouth to attend the academy and found themselves roommates. Bertha was bright, pretty, and popular, the favorite of her classmates and teachers. Grace was a grave, quiet girl dressed in mourning. She was quite alone in the world. The aunt who had brought her up had recently died. At first, she had felt shy with bright and brilliant Bertha, but they soon became friends. And the year that followed was a very pleasant one. It was almost ended now, for the terminal exams had begun, and in a week's time, the school would close for the holidays.